This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane.
Friday, December 22nd. God's word for you today is lifted to lift. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4. And it says, He comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. The story is told of a certain pastor who had paid the school fees of a young man all through university. The pastor was building a church, and the young man came around, and the young man said to the pastor, "You paid my school fees through university. How much is the bill for this church building project?" The pastor told him, and the young man paid for it. The pastor had been carrying the young man, but it was time for the young man to carry the pastor. Everyone that has carried you, God will empower you and enable you to carry them in Jesus' mighty name. For some reading this today, it is your parents that have carried you, and now it is your turn to carry them. But you are abandoning your parents. For some of you, it was your siblings that carried you, but now God has smiled on you with favor. Do not worry about what anybody has done. Just help them. Just carry them. Just help them. It is your turn to carry them. The first lesson from John chapter 5 verse 1 to 11 is that God will use people to lift you. The second thing is God will override people to lift you. The third lesson is you will find your voice. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the covering over your voice will be lifted. John chapter 5 verse 9 to 11 says, Instantly, the man was healed. He rolled up his sleeping mat and began walking. But this miracle happened on Sabbath, so the Jewish leaders objected. They said to the man who was cured, You can't work on the Sabbath. The law doesn't allow you to carry that sleeping mat. But, he replied, The man who healed me told me, Pick up your mat and walk. Where were these people all these years when this man was lying down there for 38 years? The truth is, as long as you are down, nobody will say anything about you, simply because nobody cares. But as you are going to be lifted in this season, the tongues will begin to wag. Trust me, it is a good prayer. May you not be the person that they do not have anything to talk about. Do I get an amen? May you be the person that everybody has something to talk about. The law does not allow, they said. Where was the law when this man was abandoned, in pain, and downtrodden? Is it not amazing how some people have nothing to say to you as long as you are nothing, a nobody, begging for food, a low life? But you will not continue to be a low life because your story is being rewritten. Be careful of people that cannot rejoice with you. Let us pray. Father, according to your word, I will comfort others with the same comfort you have given me. As I am lifted, I will lift others to your glory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.